you know, when you're playing with Durant and Westbrook, and not just those guys, people don't realize how good Ibaka is. And
right.
And then those other guys, all Cephalosha, they all play a role, and Nick Collison. But, you know, James has been an absolute joy to be around. You know, we got him day before the season started. His first practice, the first thing he says, and you'll love this, Mateen, the first thing he says when he walks in, because Kevin had Kevin could care less whether you put your shirt tail in at practice for the players. I mean, he didn't care about that. But James walks in and goes, "Hey, everybody put their shirt tails in."
Wow.
You know, right away. He didn't say, "Hey, what's up?" You know, everybody, you know, said hello to him. Then as soon as he said, "Okay, everybody put their shirt tails in." The first a day later, we're going over scouting report for the Detroit Pistons. That was our first, I think we opened the season up with them. You know, he talked about the importance of locking into the assistant coaches and making sure everybody has the game plan, understands it. So from a leadership standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, he's been tremendous.
Well, you know, he played he didn't play. My youngest son James played on an AAU team with James, and just loved him. And so I got to see him play at an early on time, and just to me, the thing about him, out of anything that is so impressive, is his feel for the game and his ability to make plays. I mean, he just seemingly just makes all the right basketball plays. You know, whether, you know, he's one of the best pick and roll players in the NBA. Yeah, he's a great scorer, but yet he does it so efficiently in such a way that I think, and you can address this, but seemingly that his teammates love playing with him, and, you know, not only respect him, but just embrace everything he does.
You're right, Mike. You know, one of the toughest passes to make in the NBA is off high screen and rolls, that quick pocket pass to a post guy. James does that. James does that like he's popping jelly beans in his mouth. You know, that pass is no harder for him than you know, popping a jelly bean. But he understands how to play. He was one of my favorite players to watch in the league when I was in Milwaukee with Scott Skiles. He just understands the game at a high level. He knows when to score, when to pass. He's not a great first quarter defender, but he's a really good fourth quarter. And I think you know what I mean, Mike. Some of those guys, they're just, you know, defense in the first quarter's not exactly high on that priority list sometimes. But the fourth quarter, he locks down when he needs to. But his greatest strength is that he can score the ball because he's a great finisher at the rim, but he also can make threes and free throws. He had a game recently where he was 16 for 16 from the free throw line, had another game where he was 7 for 9 from the three, and against Oklahoma City, our first game out of the All-Star break, he had 46 points. So, you know, the bigger the game, the better he is. But, you know, you forget that he's only 23. You know, he's going to get a lot better. He's going to get a lot more mature. Experience is going to be a great teacher for him. You know, Daryl Morey, our GM, is going to add more pieces to this, and I think as he gets better pieces around him, it's going to make him a better player.